WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, we hear from Darlene Rushing, a Central North Sider who's helping to feed the hungry across the North Side.
It was the holiday season of 2012 when Central North Sider Jana Thompson first asked her neighbor, Darlene Rushing, to join her in volunteering at the North Side Food Pantry. Rushing agreed and came in to help on the pantry's last day of operation before closing for the holidays.
We were down to no produce, very little food left, and the people who were coming in the week before Christmas and Hanukkah were getting wrapped up beef jerky and granola bars, whatever we could find. And I started thinking that winter and spring, that's not the best that the North Side can do.
Rushing called together some other pantry volunteers for some brainstorming sessions at her house. Those meetings became the genesis for a volunteer group. They call themselves the Food Pantry Advisors. Since then, the advisors have been the catalyst for several major improvements, including new renovations to make the pantry ADA compliant, plus a new website. They've been fundraising too, increasing the number of monthly donors from 5 to 65. And the group has secured funding for new exterior signage, lighting, and paint to give the pantry some curb appeal. Rushing says the next thing on their list is reliability.
We'd like to get to the point, though, where there's always oatmeal on the shelves, where there's always a canned fruit and fruit juice on the shelves, where there's always a can of tuna. We can't yet get to that level of reliability, sustainability.
But the advisors want to provide more than just food for the North Side's struggling families. The pantry serves anywhere from 450 to 1,000 households in a given month, and fellow volunteer Jana Thompson says her group would like to offer those clients cleaning supplies and hygiene products too.
Because being poor is one crisis after another, and if we can help be a steady part of your crisis-filled life, we will be helping you, not just by feeding you, but by lowering the stress level in your life.
Thompson says with Rushing's help, the Food Pantry Advisors have been making a difference, but there's more to be done.
All these people through Observatory Hill, Perry Hilltop, Brighton Heights, all of these people are hungry and they all need help, and we're all supposed to be helping each other. And we're doing a fine job so far, and Darlene has been that center to get us started, but we're always still looking for more people to help us.
Rushing notes that the pantry's success is a result of the community working together. She says the number of people donating to and volunteering for the pantry has increased to nearly 1,000 in recent months.
So I have every confidence that in the future, the Food Pantry Advisors will be able to meet our goal, which is no one going hungry on the North Side.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Brode.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.